All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Clint, we always let you go first when you're on with us on Thursday, so fire away, my friend.
Okay, well, it's been announced that 16-year NFL veteran referee Roy Ellison has been suspended without pay for apparently exchanging words with the Buffalo Bills defensive end Jerry Hughes in this weekend's game on Sunday, where apparently he used a derogatory term. I believe he called the guy, maybe called the guy the B word.
He allegedly called him a B word. I when I saw this story, I wondered if Ellison sounded like Mets maniac when he said it to Jerry Hughes. I wonder if he said, "Stop being a bitch, check."
I appreciate you adding color to my story, brother. That was good stuff right there.
You think that could be the case?
Well, there's no telling what the case is. And I'm going to put a little different. I'm going to put a double all due respect on this story here because I think it's actually – I mean, anybody that follows the game of football, you know the story. I mean, you got players and refs agreeing and disagreeing, both trying to do a job, both trying to earn a living.
It's a high testosterone area. A
lot of tea being thrown around, you know. And so It's very cut and dry. This week, the referee, again, it was a 16-year NFL vet, Roy Ellison. He was suspended without pay. I mentioned it's for the second time in 2013. He had an issue with Trent Williams, the Redskins offensive lineman, in a Skins-Eagles game, which, by the way, maybe as high level of testosterone being thrown around as maybe an Eagles Cowboys game or a Redskins Cowboys game.
Man,
I've experienced that. I know that's on a whole different level. But apparently back then it was following the Miami incognito use of the N-word thing in the locker room, and that word was thrown around with Trent Williams
and this referee.
Now, it's important to say that Roy Ellison is an African-American man.
That is important.
That does throw a little different spin on it in this
important
situation. But here's the deal. It is clearly this guy doesn't get it. I mean, I think the ref is there to defuse any type of situation that
yes,
this may
theoretically
stem from, right?
Theoretically.
So, and then secondly, from the ref's spot is, one, you're there to defuse it. Secondly, you have zero chance if there's not security and it's not on TV, and you would not say this to this cat if it was just you and him in a room or in a dark alley in any situation. So all due respect,
you're hiding behind your stripes.
Sure you are. And all due respect, you need to know your role and stay within it and understand you don't stand a chance in a physical or verbal confrontation with these guys. And then secondly, you know, I think from the player's standpoint, I was terrible at this. I'll never lie to you. So I'll do a lot of things to you, but I ain't gonna lie to you. I was absolutely awful to referees and umpires as a player.
Were you?
I talked terrible. I mean, looking back, I was a kid back then. I didn't know no better.
But even in the NFL, too?
Well, look, I told you, I had a front row seat on the side on his third string quarterback, so I didn't have a whole lot of reason to be arguing with the umpire. Hell, if I'm talking to the umpire,
were you one of those yappy players on the sidelines,
but
too?
But when you did, you gave it to him.
Oh,
huh?
I gave it to him. There was no filter whatsoever. I mean, I was giving it to him. I remember right in front of Mike Ditka, which I'm playing arena ball, and arena ball is awful. I mean, that they would just beat the brakes off of you. It was my first year playing, and this guy hits me, and as he's getting up, he tries to flip me. Well, my feet are in there because he's got my legs up.
Right.
Well, I kick him in the chin as he's getting up. They throw a flag, so I get up and just give it to the ref. And Mike Ditka, after the game, came over and said, "I love your fire." I said, "I bet you loved it for that 15-yard penalty I drew right there." But, I mean, all due respect from the player's perspective, particularly when it's – I don't care if he called him the B word or if they're throwing – in this case, in Williams' case, they're throwing – the N-word at each other. I've been on the field. Those things in that situation are so – it's so, I guess, immature or so irrelevant to what you're trying to get accomplished.
Like, inappropriate.
I mean, it's just like, come on, man. It goes on so often, every single play. To go to the tunnel under the building and you know, physically confront the guy. I mean, it's just, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. So all due respect, both parties in these two incidents, it's just, you got to do better. I mean, that's a crying shame.
It's
part of it. Like you said, there's a lot of testosterone flying around and heated exchanges, but it can't carry over into the locker room and into potential lawsuits and all that kind of crap, knowing what goes on between the white lines.
Amen. With all due respect.
Rich, the floor is yours.
My story comes out of Marrero, Louisiana. You guys know where Algiers is? You go down to the foot of Canal Street, you take a little ferry over to Algiers.
I don't.
It's a suburb, essentially, of New Orleans.
Okay.
Marrero's right next door.
I know where Marrero is.
It's greater New Orleans,
yeah, sure.
For sure. My story comes from Marrero on Friday night, where 59-year-old Earl Jethro was in a restaurant late at night, and police were called because there was a disturbance. They came to the restaurant. They found Jethro yelling. They smelled alcohol on his breath. He was unsteady on his feet. He might have taken the ferry over from the foot of Canal Street. Nobody knows. Anyway, as they're dealing with Earl Jethro in the restaurant and the disturbance he's created there, a call comes in from a Popeye's Fried Chicken basically down the road.
It's a Louisiana staple.
Yeah, you know, I'm as loyal to Chick-fil-A as it gets, but even Coke acknowledges Pepsi exists.
Bro,
right?
Did you just... Wait. You didn't just put Chick-fil-A in the same sentence with Popeye's.
Ain't no way in hell.
No, I agree. But Popeye's spicy chicken is something to deal with.
I don't think they view each other as competitive.
I'm bringing you some for Christmas,
okay.
Rich. Yeah. I'm bringing you right. some for Christmas, yeah. Rich. Yeah. Not Chick-fil-A. I'm bringing you Popeye's, baby.
Now, KFC may feel differently about that.
That's true.
Chick-fil-A didn't even serve fried chicken in a bucket like
those
places.
Should we throw in churches while we're at it?
Why not? Yeah. Why not go local and say Frenchies?
Frenchies. Yeah. Wow.
Gus's,
that
man.
Dirty rice.
Gus's. We have Gus's down here in these parts?
I don't know. I'm guessing we'll get a text message here in a minute.
Right. But I'll repeat. I am first and foremost a Chick-fil-A guy when it comes to chicken.
Yeah.
So apparently, before he caused the altercation at the restaurant and drew the attention of the police, Earl had been in the Popeyes, ordered some food, and was unhappy with the condiments the employees provided him with his Popeyes chicken.
Okay.
I don't know the details, but there was a condiment dispute.
Yeah. These places are buckling down on condiment distribution.
You're right about that.
A lot of places are charging for extra condiments and whatnot. You really got to know somebody to get the extras.
So the folks who called the cops at Popeyes told the police that Jethro got into it with their employees also, threw his chicken across the counter, and pulled a pistol from his waistband and pointed it at the manager.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't fire the weapon. Nobody was hurt. But with all due respect, seriously, Jethro, you pulled a gun over condiments.
I'll tell you what. I'll bring it back over to Chick-fil-A. I think I would pull a gun over the Chick-fil-A honey roasted barbecue sauce. If I didn't get an extra
you're
packet
saying
or
that
two
tongue
of that,
in cheek,
tongue
I know.
In cheek. By gun, I mean a water pistol.
You guys are putting a dent in our relationship, man. We're in Marrero, Louisiana, with a guy named Earl Jethro talking about Popeyes, and y'all keep bringing Chick-fil-A into the mix.
No, I'm just bringing up the condiment. The best condiment out there is Chick-fil-A's honey roasted barbecue sauce.
If you had the black VIP card we have, you'd understand.
Yeah.
I get it. Fair enough.
Clint, you want the reasoning? It's right here, baby. It's right there.
Hey, how do you get one of those, man?
You be awesome.
Come on, man.
So if you just
be a little more awesome. Look here, I passed that mark a long time ago.
You'll have to let the right people know how awesome you are.
I won the race, man.
Yeah. Rich and I shouted from the rooftops how awesome we are.
That's
and they reward
awesome.
Us with free food every
fair
day.
Fair enough. I take it back. I'm sorry. I'm just a Popeyes guy. I don't even know if they have a VIP black card.
I like Popeyes, too.
Their spicy chicken's killer.
Ooh, yeah.
Don't get
biscuit?
Me wrong.
Really, really you ever
good.
Had their black and ranch?
Sure.
Game over,
sure.
man.
All right, my story is a Florida story. B-Mac, if we can get a little cue up the old banjo.
Let's hear it.
That would be good. It's a story of a man named Frank Capone. He's 57 years old. And, he was arrested recently in St. Petersburg, which is it's in the Tampa area on the west side of Florida.
Right.
He was collared on last Saturday afternoon, and it probably happens quite a bit in the Tampa St. Pete area. You know, it's a very, a lot of strip clubs there. It's a saucy area, the Tampa.
It's pretty much Florida.
Tampa St. Pete. Right. It's part of Florida, so I guess I'm stating the obvious. Capone was just out looking for a good time. And you know what I mean by a good time. He's looking for a little action. And, as he is wont to do, I suppose, he drove up to a woman on a street in St. Petersburg and asked, how much for a little action. And he immediately found himself collared because the police officer was a female undercover cop. it's not so much that he propositioned her, was soliciting sex for compensation. It was
did he want her to do something weird?
It was the compensation itself.
Oh.
Yeah. He was asking the undercover cop if he could get some gratification.
Okay.
In exchange for a hamburger. That was going to be his compensation.
That was his payment? I'll give you a hamburger, if you bleep me?
When questioned by arresting officers, Capone repeatedly acknowledged that he, quote, that he and the female cop spoke of sex and that that he offered a hamburger. Now, the affidavit does not indicate whether he possessed the hamburger at the time or was prepared to go procure a hamburger of her choice and give it to her for the act.
Because my question was going to be, where's the burger from?
Yeah, it doesn't say in here. And when you guys got into your whole Popeye's Chick-fil-A kerfuffle, I was like, I better know which restaurant this is to find out if Clint has a deep, deep-seated attachment to that chain as well.
Like I'm a Whataburger guy. If I'm going to splurge, I'm a Whataburger
guy. That's why I asked. I mean, some of those burgers on that Beck's Prime menu kind of approach the number somebody might pay for someone to bleep them.
Yeah, hey, right. That's true. Maybe cheaper just to offer money.
Sean, does it say in there, are you sure that he was offering to pay her, or was he saying, I would be willing to do this if you paid me a burger?
I don't know. I feel like we're talking about Wimpy from Popeye.
Well, I didn't know.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday
for a hamburger today.
I will gladly blank you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Wow. And don't get me wrong. Respect. You know how highly I think of the Beck's Prime Burger.
It's your favorite.
It's the gold standard in drive-thru burgers in greater Houston.
Right.
It'll set you back a little.
Yeah, no, it's worth the money is what we say.
I've never had one. I'm going to give it a shot.
Try that chocolate shake, too.
The chocolate. I'm
you
a
haven't
malt
lived
guy.
Till you
I'm
had their chocolate guy. Shake. Look at George. He knows what I'm talking
Rich,
about.
I'm a malt guy, Rich.
I don't know if they do malts. They may do malts.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's weird. Malt, you're weird, man. Malt guy.
I love that. Rich just called
man.
You a weirdo.
No, that's the South versus the Northeast, man. Chick-fil-A and shakes, man. I'm a Popeye malt guy. What are you talking about?
Malt. Nobody passes up a shake for a malt.
You're crazier than I'll get out.
Oh,
I do all day, every day.
I'll pay
twice for it.
okay, that was all due respect. Stupid people doing stupid things. Hey.